In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So it's a question every year, is Thanksgiving a Christian holiday? And when I say every year, I mean I was literally on the phone today with somebody who, former member of this congregation, moved to a different state, doesn't matter who, but we talk on the phone once in a while, and I said something about church, and they said, is Thanksgiving a Christian holiday? And the answer is, well, yes, right? But I want us to be clear, it's a national holiday and a Christian holiday, right? It's both those things. And so I want to be clear, of course, as a believer in Christ, you're participating in both the national holiday and the Christian holiday, bearing in mind that not everybody in the nation is a Christian. Fun fact I just discovered in my preparations, Thomas Jefferson didn't like to celebrate Thanksgiving because Thomas Jefferson was not a Christian. He was a deist. I'm not trying to attack the man. I'm just saying he was a deist. That means there's a God and we don't know much about him. Bright guy, founding father, but just so you know, not an Orthodox believer. So he didn't like to celebrate Thanksgiving because he thought it a Christian holiday. So it's a fun thing to think of. National holiday, Thanksgiving. The nation called to give thanks. Well, here's the thing, to give thanks to who? Right? Isn't that it? To give thanks to who? This is another fun thing I discovered. There's a group called the American Association for the Advancement of Atheism. You got it? The Advancement of Atheism. They don't like to celebrate Thanksgiving. They have a day they call Blame Giving. And blame giving is the atheists who say, here's all the problems with the world, and we blame God for it. Now, I want to say, apparently, irony is lost on these people. If you're an atheist, which God were you blaming? You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure exactly how that all works. They haven't thought that out, maybe. In fact, as you probably know, many atheists are angry at God. And I want to say angry at who, right? So anyway, we get it. It's a national holiday. We're giving thanks, but we're giving thanks to who? To God who made us and redeemed us. So I do want to say a couple things about the national holiday. There's some fun things to know about the history of it. If you look up, when did the nation first celebrate Thanksgiving? And you'll often find, of course, the Pilgrims. And it is true that in Massachusetts, they would have starved to death if the Native Americans had not helped them. That's actually all historically true. They celebrated a harvest festival in the fall of 1621. That's a long time ago, right? The fall of 1621. Now, you guys know, I live in South Carolina now, but I grew up in Virginia, so I have to say this. Massachusetts says the first Thanksgiving was celebrated in Massachusetts colony in 1621, but all good Virginians know that Thanksgiving was celebrated in Virginia in 1619. I just want to be clear about that. But anyway, there's a lot of debate online. You'll find people saying it was this date or that date or the other date and all these kinds of things. Now, here's the strange thing is they would celebrate Thanksgiving. Christian people in this nation saying thanks to God, right? 17th century believers in Jesus. Thanks be to God, but then they didn't do it every year. It's off, it's on, and some years it's not others. So it becomes an official proclamation of the federal government under President George Washington, 1789. So that's a lot later, right? 1789. And then not every year, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Now, it has been celebrated every year since 1863. Now, who here knows in history what's going on in 1863? American Civil War. So think of this. President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a National Day of Thanksgiving, his words and proclamation, on the last Thursday of November. Everybody hear the words? Which Thursday? Last Thursday of November, in the middle of the war, thanks be to God. Imagine, by the way, he gets that your circumstances might be tough, right? The nation's divided. But 1863 and then forward. Now, here's my fun, very fun little fact about Thanksgiving. 1939, 1939. I hope you came to church for this kind of stuff. But anyway, 1939, middle of the Depression, FDR. Thanksgiving is always celebrated on what day? Last Thursday. But in 1939, November had five Thursdays, and FDR said, instead of celebrating on the fifth Thursday, we're going to celebrate on the fourth Thursday, because that lets the retailers have one more week of Christmas shopping. Now, that's reasonable, isn't it, though? If you're in the middle of a depression, don't you want to say, let's, right, just then, like now, after Thanksgiving is the beginning of the Christmas season. So FDR said, for the sake of business, let's move it from the last to, in this case, the fourth. Usually the fourth and last are the same, but not in 1939. I think that's reasonable enough. Now, if the president, FDR, said that he wanted to do that, guess who opposed it? All the Republicans, right? Isn't that funny? So the Republicans said, this is their words, they said that that is an affront to President Lincoln. And I want us to get this, dead for 74 years, right? But it was an affront to Lincoln, and in 1939, all the Democrats celebrated Thanksgiving on November 23rd, and all the Republicans celebrated on November 30th. Did anybody know that? They called it double Thanksgiving. I'm not making this up. Check this out. The reason I delight in it is I just wanted you to know that sometimes we think that politics is the stupidest it's ever been right now. Well, that's not true, is it? So anyway, there you have it. A Democratic president said it. It's got to be wrong. We'll celebrate our own Thanksgiving. Believe it or not, after that, the next year, the last Thursday was also the fourth Thursday, but the Democrats said we're celebrating on the third Thursday, and the Republicans celebrate on the fourth Thursday, and that happened in 1939, 1940, and 1941. That's fun, isn't it? Can you imagine? It became the fourth Thursday in 1942, and so it's been ever since then. So what's tomorrow? The fourth Thursday, right? So. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or just a bemused independent, I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving tomorrow. Now, having said that, we're all on the same page as tomorrow. I do want to look at our text just a little bit because it is, we're giving thanks to who? God. The Bible says the word Thanksgiving a lot. I want us to know this. It never means the fourth Thursday of November, right? And that was part of my phone conversation today. The other fellow was saying, well, the Bible says Thanksgiving, but it doesn't mean our holiday. And I said, well, no, that's true enough. When the Bible says Thanksgiving, it means thankfulness. Thankfulness, and especially with the awareness of whom, right, we're thanking. We're thanking God our Father. Now, I want to look at the gospel lesson. This is one of those readings that can be mishandled, and I want to be careful about it. When Jesus heals the 10 lepers, you guys have probably heard that law message, right? Don't be like the nine. I'm not here to preach that message. I'm not trying to say that. By the way, all 10 of them were healed, right? So I want us to catch that. The other funny thing about this text is that one of them was a Samaritan. Well, if it says he's a Samaritan, what are the other fellows? All Jews. Do Jews and Samaritans hang together? No, they don't. But these guys do. Why? They're lepers. They're lepers. Rules go away. Here's the deal. It's talking about, and as we're all sinners. We're all sinners before God, Jews and Gentiles. That stuff fades away, and all have to come to Jesus, right? Now, Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. They turn to go to the priest, and they're healed. Now, it is true. One is thankful. It's hard. We forget, right? We forget to be thankful. I forget to be thankful. When times are good, I enjoy it. When times are bad, I never forget to complain, right? I never forget that. But it's hard to be thankful sometimes, but this is what we want to bear in mind. I don't want to preach the don't be like that. I want to say, be thankful. This man received forgiveness of sins, is what it's metaphorically saying, but the healing of his body, he thanked God and Jesus commended him. That's right, right? That's wonderful. So you want to get this. We're forgiven of our sins. We're healed and restored. What would we do? Thank God. And God says to you, here's a person of faith, right? That's the way it is. So he commends that one. I want us to hear that. So Luke 17 is, yes, we're sometimes sloppy in our thankfulness, but it's about the other guy. And notice it says, was there no one to give praise to God except this foreigner? So it doesn't matter, Jew or Gentile, be thankful to God, right? That's what it's saying. Now, the other reading we looked at, Philippians 4, I read a bunch of verses. I just want to look at the first one. This is one of the great verses of Scripture. Again, difficult. Do not be anxious about anything. Right? Stop right there. Who struggles with that? I was listening to a speaker recently, and they used the initials BC. What does BC usually mean? Before Christ. But they paused and they said, what I meant was before COVID. And I thought it was a very interesting. That was Renee and I were at a retirement dinner last week. I was trying to remember when that was. That it was the fellow, from the Society of the Holy Trinity said BC, before COVID. So we know, don't be anxious. So here we are. We've all the things we've been through. Don't be anxious about anything. Well, why not? Here, and this is this verse. We should all know it. In every situation, if you want to know. Here's what this verse says. Pray about everything. Pray about everything. Is there any concern you have that's too small for God to listen to? Right? No. Just bring it to Him. So he says this, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Now, I want us to notice this. It says we approach God in thanksgiving. Now, we all know that when you have a gathering of people, what kind of challenges have we brought with us tonight, right? In homes, in our families, in terms of health, health of a loved one, do we have those things, right? But this is what he's saying, in every situation, right? So he's not saying thanksgiving in the sense of that your faith is supposed to be just kind of giddy and superficial, right? He's saying in every situation. What kind of situation? Oh, all of them, right? What could that be? What could that be? All sorts of stuff, right? All sorts of stuff, and I'm mindful that when we come into this place, you're facing all sorts of things, right? Now, thanksgiving, what's God saying is thanksgiving isn't always natural to us, and I say that because it's not natural to me all the time. With thanksgiving means to come into his presence with thanksgiving, because we need it, right? We need it. But then he says, by prayer and petition, present your request to God. I want to notice these words. Prayer, petition, request. What kind of prayers? That's all kind of prayers. All kind of prayers. To thank God, to praise God, but to have petitions, to have prayers of whatever sort, and to present your request. When he says to bring God your request, he's assuming that you have requests, right? He's assuming. What in your life needs the work and healing of God? Right? That's what he's saying. What in your life, what in your family, what in your work environment, what in your health and well-being needs the healing and presence of God, right? Then pray about it before God with thanksgiving in your heart, right? With thanksgiving in your heart. That's who he is. Now, those were the verses we had in there. I wanted to read a couple more verses from Isaiah 51. You have to be in the Old Testament sometimes, right? First three verses. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness. That's you. You who seek the Lord. I love this phrase. Look to the rock from which you were hewn. Isn't that a great phrase? Look to the rock from which you were hewn. Now, what he's saying is, don't always look at your circumstances. What are our circumstances? All the mess that they are, right? All that they are. God knows that. Don't look at that. Look to the rock from which you were hewn. From which rock were you hewn? From Jesus, the Savior, right? He is the rock. By the way, the New Testament interprets that about the Old Testament, that Jesus is the rock that traveled with Israel. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Next verse, look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you, for he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. We think of Abraham as this great man of faith. How many men is Abraham? One. How many people are unbelievers? A gajillion other people. What did God say? It's not Abraham's power. Whose power is it? God's. God's power. Not Abraham, not yours. Not your power, not your gifts and talents, not your resources, but your God. Your God is sufficient. Now, that's verse 2. Verse 3, for the Lord comforts Zion. And I want you to know, Zion isn't just a place. Zion, when you read the Old Testament, you read Zion, think church, your Zion. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places. And it assumes that there is such a thing as our waste places. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden. Her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. That's what brought me to this passage. Tomorrow is the National Day of Thanksgiving, right? You are citizens of a prosperous and blessed nation. All of its foibles. Yes, I do. I do know. I do. You're part of. You're a citizen of that wonderful nation, but you're also a citizen of Zion, of the church, of your God, of Christ, the rock from which you've been hewn. Does that change things, right? We're thankful then. To whom are we thankful? To this God. To this God. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.